and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I am Lante. He is Jeremy Warner. Fred Wakefield joining us today, former Illini player, former NFL player with the Arizona Cardinals, the team, and the Oakland Raiders. And Fred, we're talking, of course, a lot about the NFL draft. And one thing that you and I both like, and I know Jeremy's high on this kid as well. I don't know if he's as high to think he would go number one overall. But I would not scoff at all if Patrick Peterson went number one. A cornerback, a cornerback, not a quarterback, out of LSU, and a kid that can return punts, can return kicks. So here's my question. If you draft Patrick Peterson number one, knowing he's an unbelievable corner, are you having him return kicks and punts?
Yes.
Really?
Just at least in the preseason, just to see if he can do it. Once the season comes around, I'd say no. But early on, you just want to show that you have value with a guy.
Deion Sanders did a pretty good job of that.
Yes, he did. Yes,
by the way, we can just call him corners now.
Yeah,
instead of having to separate cornerback.
That's a good call.
You sound like you're from the 50s or
listen,
something.
Listen, I am. Just checking. That's what they called him back when I was there. Or D-backs, right? D-back?
Yeah, but that can be that mistaken for a bad name.
So. Or like Arizona?
Right.
Arizona D-backs.
Well, can you really take a cornerback number one?
I don't know.
I don't know. Everybody else keeps saying this Fairley guy, but everything I've heard about him is, yeah, he's big and he's fast and he's strong, but they say he's an Ole guy. They say that he's not going to help a linebacker. And if you're a linebacker, you do not want to play like behind a guy like that. Well, so it's a hard to pick guy like that, too.
It's funny, after the championship game, when Auburn won, you're thinking Nick Fairley. Everyone's talking about this guy's the number one pick. This guy's the number one pick. He might not. He might be the second or third defensive tackle taken.
Well, yeah, then all of a sudden this Darius kid comes out of nowhere when you get to the combine because he lit it up, and all of a sudden they're talking about how great he is, and then you hear about Corey in between those guys or in front of those guys. So, I mean, it's, you have no idea what's going to happen.
A guy like Corey legit really shot up the boards, and Nick Fairley for sure. I mean, when he played in that championship game, the guy was unbelievable and dominated, and a lot of people thought, but now he's fallen way off the track. Is Britt Miller with us? Is that what we're going to do next? Britt Miller is with us on the phone. Britt, how are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Doing great. I appreciate you holding on with us. Had a little bit of problems there getting you on, but we appreciate you doing it. And Britt, we're here with Fred Wakefield, of course. And one thing that is kind of dominating our discussion today, besides the NFL draft, is the fact that you guys are back to work. But you being employed by the NFL, do you even understand what's going on yet?
Not at all, but I did get the call. And, you know, I'll be there tomorrow at 8 a.m. And I doubt everybody will be back. All the guys that are probably local, but... You know, I'm in the rehab phase, and I need it, so that's where I'll be.
So do you get called by your team rep? Is that what happens and to get back, or who calls you exactly?
Well, for me, it was my trainer because, you know, they've been kind of monitoring us anyway from afar through our doctors and things like that. So they knew that I was back in St. Louis, and now, you know, I can go in. They want to evaluate me. You know, we don't know if this will even last, but... the fact that we can do it tomorrow and, you know, my team doctors can get their hands on me and see what they want, see how everything's going, you know, I got to do that.
Hey, Bray, it's Fred. I just want to make sure that this job thing is going to cut into our golf time.
Yeah, you know, real jobs. People have real jobs, you know. What can I do?
It gets in the way of a lot of things, doesn't it, Britt? Well, you know,
I mean, I'll make sure I reserve that off for us, Fred. I'll take a couple of days. See how Coach likes that.
You know, Britt, I'm sitting here trying to, I mean, I'm a huge Illini, or a huge, not, well, I'm a huge Illini fan, too, but a huge NFL fan. And I'm just trying to figure this thing out. I mean, now, all of a sudden, you've got the draft tonight, but yet you guys now are able to go back and start working out, start doing all this. So is this mean we're going to have football, or what the heck?
I don't think that there was ever any jeopardy of us not having any, but, you know, just kind of understanding those the off season. You know, a lot of guys don't get paid during the off season, so most of the players on the players' end, you know, most of those guys didn't really care. You know, I like being around the facility. I'm kind of a gym rat and stick around and watch film and stuff. But, you know, I can see where those veterans like time with their families and things like that. So, you know, maybe starting in May won't be such a bad deal for these guys. And maybe, you know, we might be a little more fresh for the season and then get after it. Maybe it'll work out well.
So, Britt, has this been a daily soap opera for you guys as well as for us?
Yeah, you know, I get a lot of emails. You know, they keep us in the loop on the players end, and we get a lot of those emails and trying to decipher, you know, that legal jargon was pretty hard, so I gave up pretty early on that stuff. you know, if anything was too important. You know, I call my agent or somebody else. So, but, you know, it looks like we're going back to work tomorrow, and that's the most important thing. And, you know, I'm glad I got moved down here this week. And it's kind of worked out well for me.
So you mean you haven't been reading the legal text while you've been rehabbing that knee?
Yeah.
I mean, if I was able to understand that, I might as well go to law school and make money for the rest of my life and not beat my body up. But, you know, I'm just a football player.
Right. And Brett, you talked about getting paid. You guys haven't been getting paid. How much of a struggle is that for you guys, especially, you know, guys that aren't stars, that aren't making multi-million-dollar contracts?
Well, you know, that's the majority of the NFL, in all honesty. But, you know, I feel bad for those rookies. You know, if I was in a position that I was in maybe a year ago, that would have been a lot harder for me because, you know, I was only active for 5 games. And, you know, I'd have definitely been working. And if I was in a position, you know, if I was hurt or injured or something like that, then, I mean, I wouldn't have had the funds to, you know, operate on my own. I would definitely, you know, live with my parents and things like that. So that's not real glamorous for an NFL star.
The big thing is a lot of you aren't getting paid during the offseason anyway, unless you have some workout bonus until OTAs come around anyway. That's when you start at least getting some kind of check. So that makes a big difference. But how you feeling?
Some of those guys will be able to still earn those now if we have a full offseason. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
They should take that away from them.
Britt, you were in a position with some of these Illini guys now that are waiting tonight's draft, of course. Some of the guys, I mean, you got to be pretty excited to hear Corey Legit probably going to go high in this draft. You've got Michael LaShore, Martez Wilson. What do you think of these guys? Have you talked to them? And it's got to be a nerve-wracking day for them, huh?
Yeah, you know, especially with all the expectations on them. And I've seen them a lot over there at U of I because that's where I was doing most of my rehab. You know, but I'm excited for them. They know they're going to get picked. They're not in my situation where you might get picked, you might not. But
right.
You know, they're putting them on to have big seasons when they need them. And, you know, I'll look forward to seeing them on the playing field. Maybe, you know, a couple of them will end up on our team. That'd be great. You know? I think they're ready. I know they're nervous, but, you know, that's what it's all about. This is the day for them, and, you know, I'm happy and proud of all of them.
And, Brett, I know a lot of people think Corey Legit is going to go to the Rams at that 14 spot. A lot of mock drafts have him going there. Would you be happy that you don't have to block him?
I mean, there's probably a couple of protections where I have to teach him a lesson or two. But,
oh, I like it.
I had a feeling that was coming.
I don't really care where they go. You know, if we end up with Corey, that'd be great. I know that he's going to be good on anybody's team, but – you know, it's a long run for a rookie. I mean, this is just the start of it. Once they get drafted, you know, the learning curve starts. So, I mean, hopefully they'll all do well, which I'm sure they're capable of, and hopefully they adjust well to this style of football because it's a lot different than college.
Wrapping up with Britt Miller live on the Tay and Jay Show. Britt, one of the questions I'd have for, like, a guy like Nate Bussey might be more in the position you were in. Nate, of course, hoping to hear his name as well, and possibly not. So what can you tell a guy like Nate to say, you know, hey, just stick with it? Obviously, you did it, Britt, and you're now getting an NFL paycheck. So what can you tell a guy like Nate in this spot?
Well, you know, I've had plenty of conversations with him. You know, I've talked to him in the weight room down there, and doing the work and doing the right things, and that's what you got to do because as a pro, it's all on you. Nobody else will hold your hand. You know, nobody else can do the work that you need to do. So he's doing all the right things. And I told him, I said, there's nothing wrong with being a free agent. Just make sure your agent gets you on a team that's going to give you a fair shake. You know, whenever I went to Carolina, we kind of ran into a spot where instead of having good linebackers, when we get out there, they're not so hurt. So, you know, that was one of the main reasons I got cut so early, which ended up being
right.
But I was telling him, I said, it's weird how it can work out, but don't have to get ready if you always stay ready. And he's one of those guys that I think loves the game enough. He comes from a big-time high school program with Vernon and Vonta and Aurelius and all those guys. He wants to be where they're at. And I think he's got tools. He's kind of that hybrid, you know. If you think he's a linebacker, you don't know, but if you can put it together on special teams, I mean, I feel like that's what they've done for me, and I mean, I know where my loyalties lie as far as, you know, what gets me paid, what's keeping me in the NFL, and that's special teams.
Sure, sure. Well, Britt Miller, we appreciate this, you joining us on the Tay and Jay Show. We wish you nothing but the best. We hope you guys can get down there, start working out, and get this football thing figured out so we've got it to watch.
Hey, and Britt, while you're down there, see if those doctors can fix that terrible golf swing you got, too. That'd be very handy.
Hey, make, you know, I embarrassed still think I put it on you, buddy. Just remember that.
Is it a Barkley kind of swing? Or
no, what do you call that, like an undergrip or something weird? Like he's a lefty that plays with right-handed clubs.
I'm a natural
really weird.
I'm a natural left-hand. right-hander, but, you know, growing up in Decatur, we had to use right-handed clubs.
He looks, like the hunchback of Notre Dame when he's playing a club.
Growing up in Decatur, they had to make his shoes right-handed clubs. like Steve Anderson over there just forced you into right-handed clubs, right?
I'm going to tell you what. I asked Fred, but, you know, our team did take the tournament over there in Champaign.
Because you brought in a ringer.
I know how to bring a winner if I'm not going to be the winner. So I know how to get it done.
Well, Brent Miller, thanks so much, my man, and we will talk to you soon. Good luck this season.
All right, thanks for having us.
See you, buddy.
All right, that is Brent Miller, former Decatur, Eisenhower, former Illini, and now St. Louis Ram, playing and hoping to get this NFL season.
Hey, he brought in a guy who was a 6-under. He shot a 6-under.
By himself?
Yes, by himself. He's a zero handicap, 300-plus. It was ridiculous. So it was fun to watch.
Was this another football player? Is this just a pro?
His dad owns a pro. He's a golf pro somewhere, and he's going to go. I mean, it was insane. But he's about my size, but doesn't play football, played golf instead.
Unreal.
That was pretty guy that you just would have loved to have played with, Fred.
Britt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love hanging out with that kid. He's a great dude. Got a kid now, you know. Melling him out, he's starting to learn that, you know, it's a job. It's not, you know, it's not a game anymore. Once you get in the NFL, it becomes a job. And these are things that he's really started to kind of grasp onto. And I think we'll see him excel next couple of years. You know, he's got to get that knee taken care of, and he'll be ready to roll.
Good. Hey, former SIU quarterback, Scott Gabbert, buddy of mine. He's the uncle of Blaine Gabbert, a kid that's going to be drafted high tonight. He's going to join us next. We are live at Murphy's Pub. Come on down and join us. 5:50, get you a teriyaki chicken sandwich with fresh-cut fries. They also have $1.75 pints of Bud and Bud Lights.
And they have $2 specialty import pints, $2 import bottles, including Bud Light Lime. And we're giving away some trivia here. If you get the answer right, we've got a bunch of prizes, a lot of Bud Light, Budweiser swag here, I guess they call it the swag. But we also have 4 St. Louis Cardinals tickets to the May 16th game. The St. Louis Cardinals in Redbird Club.
Oh,
in
nice.
The Redbird Club. Nice. So you're going to be taking care of that.
If more people don't get coming down here, do we get to use these?
Yes. Maybe.
What's going on?
Yes. It's possible.
Get down here. Come
get them
on.
Down. Yeah. Come on.
I'll take them if you want them back.
Get down and talk some NFL draft with us.
We are live at Murphy's Pub, heart of Campus Town, 6th and Green. We're going to have Scott Gabbert talking about Blaine Gabbert next. A&J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.